Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today, Judges chapter 20, verses 26 and 27. Then all the people of Israel, the whole army, went up and came to Bethel and wept. They sat there before the Lord and fasted that day until evening and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And the people of Israel inquired of the Lord. The prayers of the Israelite army in this passage were saturated with tears. Israel was at war with their own brothers, relatives killing relatives. Thousands were killed on both sides. They fought for their lives and then cried as they fought. One writer said this, "In times of national crisis, the courts of the Most High, largely deserted in more peaceful times, are visited. If only people as a whole would frequent the temple of God at all times, civil strife would not arise." Division in a country is disheartening, isn't it? But division in a family is devastating. There, in a family, the battles are bathed with tears. When civil war breaks out in our homes, lives and legacies are destroyed. So today, let's just focus on any division and tension and battles going on in our home. A couple talking points. For those experiencing division in your homes, ask God to humble and soften the hearts of all involved. Ask Him to cause those fighting to call a ceasefire and seek and grant sincere forgiveness. Ask for God's peace to replace human strife. Ask for laughter to replace tears. And ask God to help you be an instrument of His peace. For those experiencing peace right now in your family, just thank God for the great gift of living together in unity. Ask God to keep all family members from allowing any hurt to fester into bitterness. Ask God to guard and give peace to your homes. Lord, allow me to be a minister of your peace. Help me to be a spiritual leader who addresses anything threatening the peace of my family. And Lord, please guard our homes with your peace. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hey, be sure to keep praying for God's peace throughout the day.